first down marker by a yard. On the bottom of that pile is a blue jersey somewhere, number 55, Max Slater, listed as a linebacker, 5'9", 175-pound junior.
Yeah, dive right up the middle. Actually, read option by Wisner. He put it in the arms of Seeley. Didn't like what he saw, pulled it out of his lap, and then followed him through the hole and looked like he come up short of the first down marker. But I see the chain game moving ahead. Looks like it's going to be a first down.
The officials have not said anything. They moved the chains already. Not sure if this chain gang is from Lakers or USA. We are in USA tonight. And now they're going to move it back. They just moved the spot of the football back a half of a foot. Again, great vision by these officials. And so now a fourth down, about 6 inches to go, on a 3-yard Brennan Wisner dive on third down.
Well, it very clearly should be fourth and one. I'm not sure why the chain gang moved and went to first down. There was never a signal for first down.
Well, here's the best part. The chains moved. Technically, it shouldn't matter because it was this drive began with a touchback. So technically, it should be at the 30-yard line. They're having the trouble right now discussing that. Substitution for USA, number 72, Finkbeiner, comes in to replace number 85, Trent LaPrat. So now fourth down, foot to go. Congress is definitely in session. This is a joint session of Congress. The Pope is gone. And now they're just trying to figure out everything. Lakers sideline not happy with the decision here, for good reason. Fourth down, foot to go. Trailing 26-14. Lakers at their own 29 and 3-quarter line. Gets the call from the sideline.
At the end of the day, they do have this spot correct, but it took a long time to get there.
Send a man wide to the left, pistol to the right. Wisner gets the snap, trying to go for the hard count. USA not jumping. There's the snap. Handoff to Hunter Seeley, caught in the backfield, and the second effort has to shed that initial tackle and finally brought down at the 31-yard line. Enough for the first down by about a yard, 2-yard gain, brought down by Macklin Gettle, number 45.
I love the play call here by Coach Grabowskis. The one guy that's had a lot of success running the football, he's averaging about 4 yards a carry. That's Hunter Seeley. When you need a yard, right now he's the hot hand. I like giving him the ball there and a fresh set of downs for Lakers.
Seeley with another carry to the right side and no gain on this play. Stopped at right at the initial line of scrimmage. Number 72, Cody Finkbeiner, really racking up the tackles. That's his sixth of the night.
I was going to say that was be younger brother, but little brother, but we better go with younger brother because Cole Finkbeiner, 5'9", 205, Cody Finkbeiner, 6'2", 265, and there was no moving him on that play as he gets a tackle for no gain, maybe even a loss of one.
Jim Stork in motion to the left and leading tackle for Seeley, who stopped right at the line of scrimmage by, you guessed it,
the other Finkbeiner.
Cole Finkbeiner. He's a 5'9", 205 senior, and we have a flag way after the play, just throwing, as it's going to bring up a third down and 10 before this flag. Not quite sure whose it's going to be on. More than likely going to be a personal foul. And oh, errant flag. It just happened to throw up and down, and hate when that happens, when the flag just falls out of my pocket and it goes 10 feet straight into the air. Hate when that happens. Third down, 10 to go.
Regardless, Cody Finkbeiner makes a stop for no gain on first down. Would refuse to be outdone by older brother Cole Finkbeiner as he makes the tackle for no gain. Now third and 10 in your own zone. Let's see what Wisner and company have in the playbook here.
Trailing 26-14, Lakers with the ball facing a third and 10. Wisner back to pass, forced out of the pocket. Throws downfield across midfield, and this one's intercepted. Aaron Sines at the 30. Cuts back in at the 25-yard line and finally brought down at the 22. Wisner on his back foot threw this across his body, across the field. And this one is a turnover for Lakers and USA with a very short field.
Now the intended target was Brandon Wischlager, but a youthful mistake by Brennan Wisner, when you're running to your left side, the last thing that you want to do is stop and throw it across the field, because it will go high in the air, it will not have power, and typically that is a ball that is picked off a high percentage of the time, and this time it was. Aaron Sines didn't miss it. He gained a great return on the play to put them in excellent field position. But again, good pressure. I like the play call by Lakers to throw the football in that situation, but Wisner has to tuck the ball and run and take his losses. And now the Patriots, the home team, has excellent field position.
There's a flag line at the 31-yard line.
I believe it was on the offensive line of the Lakers and declined.
So USA will start their drive at the 21-yard line. Inside the red zone, leading 26-14, 6:28 left in the third quarter. First and 10, left, right across the radio are the blue uniforms. Tanner Foley under center, three options in his backfield in the tee. And the snap is off to his first option. That is
Sines.
That number 10, Aaron Sines, puts his head down and marches all the way down to the 16-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Brought down by number 12, Brennan Wisner, out of the secondary. And it is a 4-yard gain, second down, 6 yards to go.
Wow, this possession here means so much for Lakers. The wind out of their sails with that interception. The Patriots now have the ball in excellent field position, the 16-yard line to be exact. This is a big, big time possession for Lakers defense. They have to find a way to keep this team from getting in the end zone by forcing a turnover or a turnover of downs to keep their team in this game late in the third quarter.
And as a 6-yard gain by Sines, set up a second down, 4 to go. Foley rolling to his right to pass. He has a man open. Colton Siebert brings it in, recovers, all the way, runs all the way down to the 3-yard line. And we also have a roughing the passer against Lakers back at the 20-yard line. So from the 3-yard line, a beautiful play and beautiful pass from Foley to Siebert for 12 yards. And then tack in halfway to the distance of the goal line on that roughing the passer will put him down to the 1.5-yard line.
Well, they had a tight end, and don't forget Colton Siebert is the right side running back in the wing tee. So in the play action, they hand the ball off to Sines. They take it back from the rollout by Foley, and Siebert leaks underneath just at the line of scrimmage to the sideline. Nobody there to guard him, and he just dumps it off to him. A Lakers defender gives Foley a little shove after he throws it. Not anything too crazy, but enough to draw the penalty in high school football. And if Siebert doesn't slip when he turns upfield, he scores. But he lost his footing, and it was all he could do to get to the 2-yard line. And now first down for the Patriots from the 2-yard line. Four tries to punch it in from 2 yards.
Already leading by 12, 26-14. Foley under center as Arnold, Sines, and Gettle in his backfield. Hand off to Gettle, diving down to the end zone line. Touchdown, USA. With 5:09 left in the third, USA strikes for the second time in the second half. Now makes it 32-14. USA leading by 18. More than likely, two-point conversion coming up.
Oh, there's no question about it. And they bring in Arnold, Gettle, and Sines. Sines is kind of their guy that does a little, that always seems to score for them. They bring in Arnold and Gettle. They actually put Siebert on the end and make them think about some sort of rollout pass to him again. They give it to the big-bodied Gettle along the left side, and he pushes and dives his way into the end zone. Great play call by the Patriots as Langs is throwing anybody and everybody back at this Lakers defense.
And there's a fumble on the snap, and this one's going to result in a no-good two-point conversion. So score stays USA 32, Lakers 14 on the WLEW Sports Network. 5:09 left in the third quarter on your home for high school football.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.